The new movie Vanilla Sky isn't entirely a new movie. It's based on a Spanish film released 3 years ago. Vanilla Sky is one of several remakes that have either just opened in theaters, like Ocean's 11, or will open soon, like Rollerball. Critic Bob Mondello says the problem with remakes is that you often can't tell from them what it was that made the original film seem worth a second look.
There is what's known as the remake jinx, the rule that says no Hollywood version of a foreign film will ever be as good as the original. Take The Vanishing, a truly terrifying Belgian thriller that American producers loved so much they hired the original writer-director to ruin it in English. Or Summersby, which shredded The Return of Martin Guerre by making it a vehicle for the return of Richard Gere. There must be exceptions, but not recently, and not when they hew close to the originals. Vanilla Sky actually begins with the words, "Open your eyes," and even says them in Spanish, "Abre tus ojos," which is the title of the thriller that director Cameron Crowe is remaking, a movie about a handsome ladies' man, played now by Tom Cruise, whose smooth exterior seems almost a shield until it gets disfigured in a car crash. Suddenly he finds himself charged with murder and talking to a court-appointed psychiatrist.
You're scared of your dreams, aren't you?
It's a nightmare either way.
Is that how you explain what's happened to you?
What?
What happened to your face?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
And you don't want to show me your face.
No!
This scene is very much as I remember it from the original movie. In fact, some reviewers have likened Vanilla Sky to a shot-by-shot remake. Not only that, but Penelope Cruz is repeating her role as leading lady. So you'd think the two movies would conjure up the same feelings. But they don't, really. The Spanish film didn't have to make its star sympathetic, so it seemed less about him than about the stylish, almost Hollywoodish way that director Alejandro Amenábar told the story. His talent was a nifty surprise, but getting a stylish Hollywood thriller from a stylish Hollywood director like Cameron Crowe, who did the remake, isn't unexpected. Nor is the beauty of Penelope Cruz, who's become a star since she made the first movie, nor even the science fiction trickery in the plot, which played better, frankly, when you could assume something was getting lost in translation. The trendy little surprise is now a conventional big-budget star vehicle, for which the only real excuse is that American audiences don't like to read subtitles.
Do you know why you're here?
The conversation, the coffee...
David, the part where we parry and joust. Get to know each other bit by bit. No can do.
Now, remakes often take in more money than their foreign versions, but that's not the same thing as being better. I remember being grateful for the subtitles in La Cage aux Folles because so many of its punchlines were getting drowned out by laughter, something you could not say about the Hollywood version, The Birdcage, no matter how many dollars it took in. Of course, you can overcome the remake jinx by starting with a movie that was really bad, but in the U.S., we only see the cream of the crop from other countries, so that tends to happen more with domestic films. Ocean's 11, for instance, the Frank Sinatra Rat Pack flick that was so lame in 1960 that no one could possibly object when Steven Soderbergh decided to junk everything but its basic casino heist idea and start over, this time with George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and Carl Reiner.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Say we get into the cage and through the security doors there and down the elevator we can't move and past the guards with the guns and into the vault we can't open?
Without being seen by the cameras.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, well, say we do all that. We're just supposed to walk out of there with $150 million in cash on us without getting stopped?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These guys are at least actors, and they don't, for the most part, appear to be performing through hangovers, which puts them several steps ahead of their Rat Pack predecessors. That doesn't make the new movie good, exactly, but no one's going to tell you to go out and rent the original, which is what anyone who saw Open Your Eyes will tell you. Yes, you'll have to read a little, but you'll survive, and so will the things that made the film work well enough to get it released here. This subtitle phobia we have? Not a good thing. I'm Bob Mondello.